Namanda, Vatsanamanda, 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 Vatsanamanda.
Begin this morning by turning on the microphone. Begin this morning with a verse that's familiar to many of you. This is from the Jusege, one of the sections of the larger sutra that we very often chant. And this verse expresses the intention of the Buddha to live a life that is helpful and guiding all beings to awaken. で、あの、Jusege の一箇所を頂戴しますので、合唱をお願いします。 Invite you to join me in Gassho. Gao Muryoko Fui Dai Seshu Fusai Shobingu Se Fujosho Gaku. I will be the great provider throughout innumerable kalpas. Should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment. Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。 We're now in one of our most exciting and happy seasons of the Buddhist calendar. We're welcoming our Hanamatsuri celebration, will be occurring next week. And so for this month, the theme of our Dharma talks will be Siddhartha, the Buddha, and his life before he became a Buddha.
そして今月は、あの、花祭り、あの、釈迦様のお誕生日ですね。 ですから、こういう王子のシダッタの子供の時の話とかをみんなで味わいたいと思います。So
in that spirit, I'd like to begin today by sharing with you a story of the Prince Siddhartha, the Buddha to be, when he was a young boy living in the palace. As many of you are familiar from the story of the life of the Buddha, his father was very concerned that he not see or experience anything unpleasant. And so he was kept with inside the walls of the palace almost all the time. He very rarely had an opportunity to go out and see the world outside. So it was like he was grounded all the time. But he had a really nice house to enjoy inside.
で、シダッタが常にこういう宮の中、綺麗なお城の中に、ほとんど外は出たことはなかったですね。However,
there was one occasion each year when he would have the opportunity to go out in the springtime. So around this time of year, when they were preparing the fields. Has anyone here ever seen a farm before? Have you ever seen a farm?
Yeah.
Okay, so the cows liked the celery, but the goats didn't eat the celery. Has anybody ever seen celery growing in a field? Have you seen any vegetables growing in a field? If you look at a field, what does it look like? Is it all kind of open and all kinds of different things? Or is it neat rows? It's neat rows, right? So when you farm, if anybody's ever been on a farm, one of the important jobs of farmers in the springtime is to make neat rows in the ground to plant the seeds for the various vegetables and fruits and things that will be growing over the course of the summertime and to be harvested in the fall. And so in India, one of the important jobs of the king was to start the plowing of the fields, to start the year's farming. As a king, he was everybody relied on him to run the country properly so everyone would have enough to eat. And so one of his important jobs was to oversee or to lead a festival celebrating the plowing of the fields. And so because the king went, it was also important for his son, the prince, to go. So this was one of Siddhartha's very rare opportunities to go out. It's one of his very rare opportunities. It's like if you get grounded all weekend and you get to come out to go to temple on Sunday. And so that was what it was like. So he was very excited to get to go out to see the other children and to get to see this plowing of the fields.
Siddhartha wa tatta ikkai no shiro wo deru toki wa haru ni dete koyu koyu hatake wo junbi suru matsuri no toki ni demasu ne.
So he went out to the see the preparing of the fields, and there was a lot of celebration. There was a long chanting of the sutras. If you think our chanting here is long, this one just went on and on and on and on. And so Siddhartha and some of the other children started to kind of wander off. And then there, he asked his mother, why does this keep going on and on, on and on? He said, well, this is very important that this chanting, that the priests do this chanting to start the year and to start so we can have a good harvest.
そしてお母さんに来て、なんでこのお経が長く唱えないといけないんですかと。これはこういうよく果物とか野菜がよく育つように唱えないといけないと言いました。
And so it went on and on, and eventually it finally finished. And then it was time to start the plowing. And everyone was very excited because the action was about to begin. And so first the king and some of his leading generals went out and they started the plowing. And, they just did a little bit and then they handed it off to the farmers who were tanned very darkly from being out in the sun all the time. And they started working and very soon they broke a sweat because it was very hard work. And Siddhartha thought, wow, they have to work very hard. I don't have to work hard like that.
して、まあ、こういう、その畑に働く農民を見たら、すごい頑張らないといけないと、シダッタが思いました。
And then he looked even more closely, and he looked at the ground where they were preparing the rows, where they're carving the ground. Has anybody ever dug a hole in their yard? You ever dug a hole in your yard? What did you find when you dug a hole? Did you find anything in the ground?
Worms.
Worms. Exactly. That's right. If you dig a hole, there are worms. And so as they're plowing the field, Siddhartha saw worms. And he saw worms getting cut in half by the plow. And he thought, oh no, those poor worms. And then he saw a little bird come down and start to pick up the worms. Thought, oh no, now the worms are getting eaten. And then he saw a big bird, a hawk. A big hawk came down and grabbed the little bird and carried it off. And Siddhartha thought, oh, wow. He'd never seen anything like this before. He thought the food just magically appeared on his table. And then he realized that in order to make food, worms lose their lives. And in that process, birds are also losing their lives. And all different kinds of animals, just to make vegetables, are losing their lives. And so Siddhartha thought, this is something very serious that I've never considered before. And so he went off. Everybody was having fun and cheering at the festival. But Siddhartha, he went off to find a tree. He sat under an apple tree and he had a seat and he sat there and he began to think about. And he sat very still and he calmed his mind to reflect on what he had seen. And then his father saw him, and his father became very nervous. Very nervous, because he thought, oh, I don't want my son to go off and to live this life of a priest. I want him to be a king like me. And so his father became worried, because he saw, this kid really knows how to meditate. This kid, there's something about him. And so, but he said, well, I'll not disturb him, I'll let him sit.
で、まあ、シダッタがこういう畑を作るときに、まずこの、まあ、ミミズを見て、そういう虫が、こういう体が半分に割れて、そして鳥が来て、その虫を食べたりする。そして小さい鳥がまた大きい鳥に食べられて、 これを見て、初めて食べ物を作るときに、いろいろな命が奪いながら食べ物ができていること。これを真剣に考えて、木の下に座って、座禅をするようになって、真剣にこのことを考えるんですね。正しいことを見ようとするんですね。
So the goal of Siddhartha as he was sitting beneath that tree was to understand and to see clearly. To see clearly. Even from a young age, this was the way that he lived his life.
Siddhartha はもう子供の時から物を正しく見ること一生懸命しましたね。
So if you look up here, have you ever noticed up here, way up high, that there's a plaque up here? Does anyone know what that says? Can anyone read it? It says, Shōa Kenshin. Kenshin. Ken means to see. Shin means what is true. And that's the goal of our life. Following the teachings of Siddhartha, the teachings about Amida Buddha, is to see things clearly. To see things correctly. That's what the Buddha did. Everybody else was having a good time. It was a big party, right? But they weren't noticing that not everybody was having fun. The farmers who were working in the fields were sweating and working very hard. Even the worms and the birds, they were having a hard time.
で、まあ、シダッタはこういうみんなが楽しむときに苦しんでるものがいると気づいたんですね。
This passage from the Jusege that we chant very often here, we chant it every Sunday over in the Dharma room, expresses the intention of Amida Buddha, the intention of all Buddhas to see things clearly and to help those who are weak and those who are having a hard time. It says, I will be the great provider. Throughout innumerable kalpas, should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment.
そして、まあ、ブッダというのは、こう、いつも十世芸を唱えるんですけど、十世芸という意味は、こういう苦しんでるもの、大変になってるものを、みんな救おうという気持ちは、阿弥陀ブッダが持てたんですね。すべての仏様が持ってるお心ですね。
So let's think about this. Think about how this can be a guide for us as we live our lives.
これは私たちにどんなことを教えてくれるかなとちょっと考えてみましょうね。
So have you ever been in a situation where everyone was having fun, but someone was having a hard time? Everybody was having a great time, but there was maybe one person or a couple of people who weren't having fun?Yeah, I think everybody's been in a situation like that. Maybe you've been that person who wasn't having fun. Everybody else is having a great time, but maybe you're not having as much fun as everybody else. Right? And so, in that situation, didn't you appreciate it if somebody recognized and said, Hey, what's going on? You don't seem to be having as much fun. If you can do that,It's a wonderful way to reach out to someone and help them. This past week, we had a talk here on Wednesday evening about bullying. Bullying. Has anybody here ever seen a bully before? They're out there, right? Yeah, there are bullies, people who pick on other people who are weaker. And a lot of times, bullies have their own problems. They're not...always just a bad person, but they have their own problems. Sometimes that bully is actually the person who's not having fun in their hearts. And so if we see somebody being picked on, if we see someone having a hard time, the Buddha's teachings can be a guide for us. The Buddha's teachings show us that we should recognize when someone's having a hard time. We shouldn't look away, but we should recognize.That person's having a hard time. And then we should do something. In the teachings of the Buddha, we have a teaching of right speech. To speak up when we see that there's a problem. To speak up to help someone in need. And right action. To act to help people. That's the way that a Buddha lives. To act to help people. And even though we're not Buddhas yet, We can look to the Buddha as a teacher to show us how to live. そして私たちはまだ仏になれないけど、仏のことを、それを私たちのお手本ですね。私たちがそれを真似すればいいですね。人がいじめられた時に、なんかいた方がいいですね。なんかした方がいいですね。
So that doesn't mean we should necessarily go and start throwing punches, right? But we can go and stand with the person who's having a hard time, who's being picked on. A lot of times, have you ever seen if someone's getting picked on, everybody else sort of backs away, right? And just leaves that person who's having a hard time standing by themselves, right? Just to stand there with them, stand there next to them. That, even though you're not even saying anything, that sends an important message that I'm not going to leave this person alone. Right?
誰かいじめられた時に横に立って、みんなは大体逃げるんですね。私はいじめられたくないからちょっと逃げて横に立つんですけど、その横に立ったら、そばに立ったら、それはとてもいいことですね。
You can tell an adult. You can speak up. That's a way, in a very simple way, that we can live the teachings of the Buddha in our daily life. The very spirit of Amida Buddha is to help those who are weaker.To recognize when people are having a hard time. Just as Siddhartha, he was a boy, just like many of you are young children. Siddhartha, when he was at your age, he could recognize when someone was having a hard time, and he took that seriously. And you can do that too, just like Siddhartha.
そして皆さんが Siddhartha のように子供であっても、こういう人が大変なことを見ることができますね。
So when we see someone having a hard time, we can do something to help them.
誰かが大変になっていることは、私が手伝うことができます。
And in that way, we live the teachings of the Buddha.
そしたら仏様の御教えを自分の人生に生けることができます。
That's our celebration this month. We celebrate the Buddha who taught us how to live. Even when he was a small child.He showed us wonderful guidance.
そして、シダッタが子供の時であっても、素晴らしい御教えは常に自分の行いから出てたんですね。それを楽しむ、お祝いするのは今月の花祭りですね。
So next week, I hope you'll all be able to join us. We have two wonderful guest speakers coming from Hawaii, all the way from Hawaii. We have two guest speakers to tell us about Hana Matsuri in English and Japanese.
来週はハワイから二人の素晴らしい講師が来るので、花祭りを一緒に祝うことがあって、皆さんがぜひ一緒に参加して楽しむことですね。
So we'll conclude here. I invite you to join me in 合唱。
合唱をして終わりたいと思います。
ナモアミダブツ。ナモアミダブツ。ナモアミダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。
ナマンダブツ。